This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Yes, and indeed, we spoke yesterday following that Fed announcement about a rate cut. And there are more repercussions as of today, because we've been hearing some comments from Fed member Austin Goolsbee today, and his comments have actually had an effect on markets.
That's correct. We basically had some interesting commentary this morning. We know that the Fed did make the decision to cut interest rates, as we discussed in yesterday's podcast episode at length, but we knew that there was a little bit of a division amongst Fed committee members. Well, as you've brought up, Austin Goolsbee basically came forward and had some pretty hawkish things to say. I'll go through those in just a moment, but just remember that, of course, the decision to cut interest rates also ultimately goes to a vote. They did vote to cut interest rates. The general consensus for next year is that the Fed will continue to cut interest rates, and it seems to be that the doves in the room seem to lean more in favor of doing so because they're worried about the jobs market. However, when we take a look at yields in the United States, they're actually higher today, and they are higher than when we cut interest rates on Wednesday. This has been an interesting pattern in recent years where the Fed cuts rates or signals that they're going to cut rates, and the bond market actually moves yields higher. Now, what is that telling us? Well, that's telling us that the bond market still senses out that there could still be elevated levels of inflation and that the amount of interest rate cuts going forward may not be as much as perhaps some people had hoped for. So anyways, let's get to the Goolsbee comments. Chicago Fed Reserve President Austin Goolsbee explained why he voted against this week's interest rate cut, telling CNBC that policymakers should have waited for more data on inflation and unemployment. To oversimplify it, he basically thinks that some metrics in the jobs market actually point to it holding up just fine, and that they could have waited to cut interest rates until January. Goolsbee was one of three Fed open market committee members to vote against the quarter percentage point reduction. Quote, I'm pretty optimistic that for 2026, rates will be able to be a fair bit lower than they are today, quote, the central banker said during the interview. Other Fed officials also weighed in on Friday on their monetary policy stance. So we are getting a bit more of a hawkish sounding cohort within the Federal Reserve voters. And so the market obviously doesn't love this, right? When we talk about the stock market's lower here today. There's another reason we'll talk about in just a moment on that. But the dollar index here firming up a little bit at that support level that we discussed yesterday around 98.5. We are seeing a little bit of a bounce here so far today. On the dollar, you have things like the British pound moving lower against the dollar, the euro is flat against the dollar, and the yen is weak against the dollar here today. At the same time, you have the Australian dollar lower, Kiwi dollar lower. So dollar is firming up a little bit compared to yesterday's weakness that we saw.
And you mentioned other market news. We've seen a big plunge in Broadcom stock, I think as much as 10% when I last looked. What's the reason behind that?
Yes, so this makes two major stories on the AI side of things. We know, the stock market hype has been largely built around the idea of data center building, the idea of continued demand for AI and continued spending because of the idea that there's going to be on the other side of all that spending, some sort of significant return for investors on that front. Well, what we're seeing here, we actually have to back up to Oracle earlier in the week. Oracle came out and they had their earnings report. We saw the stock slide overnight over at one point 14-15%. It's a pretty big move for such a large company. By the way, the stock is lower again today. So you have a lot of weakness coming into Oracle, which is a major name in the AI theme. They did. They announced recently some partnerships with OpenAI, and with OpenAI signaling a "quote unquote" code red from, their concerns about Google is taking the lead in some ways on some of their large language models. we see worries about OpenAI and Oracle and all these partnerships. If OpenAI is in any way, slowing or seeing some slowing demand, well, the issue, remember, is that OpenAI is doing all these partnerships. If all these partnerships, if anything slows in the outlook, the projections for that return on investment storyline, there is worries for the market. And that's the thing, is you're looking at a market that is very speculative, because this revenue on the other side, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow around AI, is not something that is guaranteed. There's huge spending going on. The question is, will the demand for AI tools and software and these large language models, will there be enough of a revenue surge down the line in years to come to actually pay off all of this investment? And that is the question. So people who are bullish on the theme, of course, like the prospect of that, and people who are more worried may not be so. So when we talk about the Oracle stock price slide, as well as you mentioned, Broadcom, ticker symbol AVGO, down 10% today. What investors are getting spooked about seems to be outlook projections on the AI side of things, AI revenue side of things. We also saw recently from Microsoft, we talked about this on the podcast, that they had seen some sales quotas being missed across their AI divisions. So anything like that, in a stock market that is very priced, very expensive, right? We know PE ratios are very, very high. Anything of that nature that is expensive, and then there's shortcomings in the story around the potential payoff of all this AI spend, makes investors very nervous. So Broadcom down 10%, Oracle over 15% here this week. It's not been a particularly good week for tech stocks, and specifically AI-related stocks.
So that's the big market news today, Nick. What about the week to come? We're entering very near to the Christmas period. We've got a full week ahead. What should we be looking out for?
Yes. So next week, we have a couple key events. Specifically, Canadian CPI comes out on Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We have some employment statistics coming out from the UK on Tuesday, as well as PMIs across both UK, Europe, and the US on Tuesday. And then, of course, we also have core retail sales. And we are going to get an NFP report, it says here, next Tuesday. So we're still catching up, right? That's December 16th. We talked about this months ago when the BLS announced they would be postponing the jobs report until after the Fed meeting. It was very, people are up in arms about it. So we're going to get that data for the NFP event on Tuesday. And then if we continue forward, let's see what we've got. So we've got Wednesday CPI out of the UK, GDP for the New Zealand currency, which could be impacted by that as well. And then on Thursday, we have the UK monetary policy summary. We have Bank of England's Governor Bailey speaking, and we also will see US CPI.
And the most important thing about that Monetary Policy Committee meeting, and of course the comments of Governor Bailey, is that we're very likely to get a rate cut here in the UK. Many people will be saying hallelujah in Britland, because it's been a long time coming, but the market's very much predicting, and we've seen some low growth figures from the UK here today, which adds fuel to that fire, very much predicting that we're going to get a rate cut on Thursday. And I'm sure you would agree with that.
Most likely, yes. And it'd be very curious to see how that plays out, as the central banks seem to be kind of moving together in the sense that, okay, interest rate cuts from the US, interest rate cuts from the Bank of England, are mostly focused, it seems like, on the slowdown in hiring in the US and the slowdown in the economy in the UK.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Thank you very much for joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.